This Sunday, the Fox Network presents the 51st Annual Primetime Emmy Awards, hosted by David Hyde Pierce of Frasier and Jenna Elfman of Dharma and Greg. TV critic David Bianculli says this first year after Emmy's golden anniversary is a good time to assess the state of television by looking at some of the specific nominations.
The biggest difference between Emmys now and 50 years ago is the same thing as the difference between television now and 50 years ago: the advent of cable TV as a major player. Just as broadcast TV has lost its monopoly on viewers, it's lost its monopoly at the Emmys. In the 90s, cable TV has come to dominate the Emmys, in both nominations and wins, in two major categories: TV movies and miniseries. Cable also does well, traditionally, in the documentary category. These are program forms that, by and large, the networks have given up by default. In the 50s and 60s, network TV churned out serious, important, hour-long documentaries as a matter of course and of pride. These days, it's all news magazines. Unless there's a category for Best Night of Dateline NBC, the networks don't have much of a chance against Frontline on PBS and the regular nonfiction specials shown on HBO and Cinemax. In the 70s and 80s, network telemovies tackled important themes, and miniseries included grand experiments that gobbled up entire weeks of primetime. These days, once again, you find the best and most ambitious movies and miniseries on cable and public TV. Most broadcast network miniseries are 4 hours tops, and most made-for-TV movies are instant tossaways. But the core of network TV as we know it, the situation comedy and especially the weekly drama, those have always been hallowed ground for the big boys at Emmy time. Oh, HBO's The Larry Sanders Show may have earned its way into lots of nominations in the comedy categories, but aside from one supporting actor Emmy for Rip Torn, it always came up empty. Too many Emmy voters are too partial to CBS, NBC, and ABC, and no cable series has ever even been nominated as Best Drama Series. Until now, when HBO's The Sopranos, a comedy drama about a New Jersey mob boss, earned 16 nominations, more than any other show this season. Will The Sopranos and HBO, for the first time in history, walk away with TV's top dramatic prize? That alone is reason enough to watch Sunday's Emmys, and there's enough tough competition in all the major categories to pronounce TV alive and well as we head into the year 2000. For outstanding drama, The Sopranos is up against Law & Order and ER, which had dull years, and NYPD Blue and The Practice, which had good ones. Because this year's crop includes the Bobby Simone death scene on NYPD Blue, that series is the stiffest competition for The Sopranos. But if either of those shows, or The Practice, wins, the Emmys will have done okay. For outstanding comedy, Frasier has been winning every year since about 1910, but this year's infuriatingly dull season deserves to end the streak. Friends had a great year, Ally McBeal remains strong, and Everybody Loves Raymond also deserves consideration. The final contender, Sex and the City, is one nomination HBO didn't deserve. For Outstanding Actress in a Drama, I'm rooting for Edie Falco, who plays Tony's wife on The Sopranos, though Lorraine Bracco, who plays Tony's therapist, is a close second. On the comedy side, the best work this year was done by Calista Flockhart on Ally McBeal and Jenna Elfman on Dharma and Greg, with Flockhart's role and performance the most complex of all. For Outstanding Actor in a Drama, the fight this year really comes down to Jimmy Smits, who had a deathbed scene, and James Gandolfini, who had a field day as Tony Soprano. Sentimentality aside, I'd give it to Gandolfini, because of the intensity and texture he gives to scenes like this when he visits his therapist, played by Bracco, one last time.
You're in danger.
Get out of here. That's not fair.
Fair? What are you talking about fair? Oh, God, it's fair. They don't give a shit about fair.
What am I supposed to do?
Leave town. Today. Right now. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get some guys here to stay with you until you get on a plane.
I can't just do that, Lammit. I have a life. I have patients.
Well, you tell them August came early this year.
It doesn't work that way. I have patients who are suicidal.
Well, they're not going to feel any better about their life if you get clipped.
For Outstanding Actor in a Comedy, Kelsey Grammer remains a favorite, even on an off year for Frasier. But this year, I think, either Michael J. Fox of Spin City or Ray Romano of Everybody Loves Raymond might walk away a winner. As for supporting actor and actress, there's a lot of talent in every category, but there is one absolute lock. In the supporting actress in a drama category, the winner will be Nancy Marchand, who plays Livia, the nasty matriarch of The Sopranos. It's not that the other nominees are bad, it's just that Marchand, in a complete turnaround from her role as Mrs. Pinchon on Lou Grant, was that good. If she doesn't win, I'm doing next week's show in the nude. And that's something you don't even want to hear.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. This is Fresh Air.